Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio today talking to you about legal topics. We come to you every Sunday morning on this station to discuss with you legal topics in the personal injury area. We are personal injury lawyers. We are the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been together, the law firm's been together since 1984, serving people in the Denver metropolitan area and Steamboat Springs and actually throughout the entire state of Colorado. We've tried cases throughout the entire state. And we have been doing this since 84. We have experienced trial lawyers. We have experienced lawyers who try to get your case resolved prior to trial. If it can't get resolved, we'll go to trial for you. We take care of personal injury cases, and we pretty much exclusively do personal injury cases, although if you have matters that are not personal injury, we'll get you to an attorney or give you referral sources of people who can do the job for you in other matters. So don't feel reluctant to call us at 303-795-5900 or to look us up at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We've tried for the last 30 years to make sure that we're here to help you with regard to what you've got going, to let you know what your legal rights are, to keep you advised. There are a lot of lawyers out there who clamor every day for your business and talk about how well they're doing and how well they do in their wonderful cases. That's fine. They can do that. They're allowed to advertise. They're allowed to promote themselves. We also do some advertising. We promote ourselves, but we also want to make sure that we educate you about the legal areas that you're going to be involved in should you get hurt. And quite often you can get hurt in an accident. You can get hurt from a slip and fall. You can get hurt from the negligence of another. And we want you to understand what your potential rights are. So we come to you and talk to you about these type of matters. Today we're going to talk about a topic called collateral source. And collateral source is something that's a very interesting topic in law. It's been debated for years as far as what you're supposed to be doing with collateral source or how it should be handled. It affects every part of the process. And Bob, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Brad.
Good. It's nice to have you here, Bob. In a nutshell, or you know, explain to people what we're talking about when we talk collateral source.
Well, it generally means you get what you pay for. So in other words, if you pay for insurance, medical insurance, and you're hurt in a automobile accident, you have medical bills, when it comes time after the judgment, the settlement of the case, you get the value of, there's no offset for the medical bills paid for you if you paid for it through a contract, like through a medical policy.
Okay, so what we talk about when we start, when everybody I think out there can pretty much agree that if somebody harms you, if somebody causes damages to you, if somebody causes you to experience a loss as a result of their negligence, as a result of their wrongdoing, then you should be compensated by that person. And let's call that person the at-fault party. You should be compensated. The victim should get paid back by the at-fault party. Pretty simple process to begin with, right, Bob?
It sounds simple, Brad, but it's very complicated.
And it gets complicated. I would have to say, really, it gets complicated by insurance companies trying to save money.
Well, of course, the insurance companies, you know, after the accident, let's say you get a judgment for $100 and someone paid medical bills for you, they're going to say, look, that person's not entitled to all that $100. Someone paid their bills for them. But the reality of it is, Brad, you pay for the insurance. It's your insurance. You have a separate contract with a third party, not the party that hurt you. And the insurance company representing the tortfeasor should not be get the benefit of the fact that you were smart enough, went out in the marketplace and bought insurance to protect yourself and your family.
Okay, so we'll start it with the basics. You have Bob just used the term tortfeasor. That's the same as an at-fault party. The at-fault, the person who caused the collision, the person who's at fault. We say, look, the person runs into you. You expect them to pay for your car. You expect them to pay for your injuries that you've experienced. And you expect them to pay the appropriate amount for what it takes for you to recover and the losses that you've had. Now, what happens, though, is that certain factors are available in your life. Most of you have certain factors that are available in your life that are also going to pay you. One of the examples that we have is health insurance. You have health insurance, and health insurance is going to pay you. So it will pay for your medical bills while you're in the hospital, which is important that they do. And we say why? And we say because health insurance, basic law, basic rule is that when you're in a car crash or that the at-fault party's insurance company, State Farm, Geico, Allstate, Farmers, all these different Progressive, all these insurance companies, they're not going to give you a dime, even though it's their insured who caused it. Even when they know their insured caused it, they're not going to give you a dime until the case is over, until you take a complete settlement. And the time you're spending in the hospital trying to get better, and you're getting bill after bill, and Bob, why don't you want to take a quick settlement?
Well, Brad, you don't know how long you're going to have, be under care and treatment. You may have some future medical bills. Could be a long time injury that's going to bother you for, the rest of your life. You just can't take that initial settlement because you really don't know after a short time after the accident how this is going to affect your life. And, in Colorado, we have 3-year statute of limitations. So you have time.
So you have to wait till you reach what the doctors call MMI. That's basically what you have to wait for until you can make a settlement offer, until you start getting your money. That could be 6 months down the line. It could be a year down the line. It could be 2 years down the line. You're waiting for MMI. When the doctor says this is the best you're going to get, and the doctor can then say, based on how you are, I can tell you, the doctor will anticipate with some kind of educated guess, really, what kind of medical care you're going to need in the future, and you can count up the medical care you've had in the past, but you got to reach that stage.
Brad, when you're talking about the lawsuit, we talk about damages and you have the general damage of pain and suffering, and we have the special damages with all everything else, the medical bills, the lost wages, future medical care. And that's what the insurance company wants to go after, the collateral source. They don't want to pay you for your losses, for all the medical care that you may have received, future medical care, when they're on the hook for it. So they're going to do everything in their power to reduce the amount they have to pay at the end of the case, even though you may have gotten a judgment for that amount.
So what the bottom line comes down, when we're talking about collateral source, is that the insurance company, Allstate, Farmers, State Farm, Progressive, Geico, USAA, they are not going to pay you for the negligent acts of their insured, of the at-fault party. They're not going to pay the victim any money until they get to an all or nothing. We're going to settle it all right now, and this is going to be the last payment you get, the only payment you get. That could be a year down the line while you're going to physical therapy, while you're going to chiropractic therapy, while you're getting surgeries, while you're waiting to see when the cast comes off. Is your leg or arm or knee going to be the same, or are you going to have additional surgeries? So that could be down the line. Well, how do the bills get paid for the year and a half that you're waiting to get your settlement? What's supposed to happen during that time when you're waiting for your $125,000 or you're waiting for the settlement that you're supposed to get? Well, there's collateral sources. There's other sources. What we sometimes call them earned benefit sources or other benefit sources that can pay. Most of these are sources that you have contracted with in advance to pay you. One of those that is a big one is your health insurance. You have contracted with health insurance. You have health insurance. It's available to you. And the health insurance kicks in and pays the bills. That's a collateral source. Now we start asking, who's going to get the benefit of that collateral source? When the jury comes back or the judge comes back and says, I hereby find that the appropriate medical bills are $100,000. And the medical insurance company is paid, the health insurance company is paid $50,000. That's what we call a collateral source, right, Bob?
That's right, Brad.
And what other kind of collateral sources can we be talking about?
Well, one big area is workers' comp. People say, let's say you get hurt on the job, workers' comp pays your medical bills, pays when you're off work. And they say, well, you don't really pay for that. But, when you go employed by somebody, you have a contract with them, not a direct contract, but a sort of part of your employment is that you're going to be protected by workers' compensation. Someone paid for that. That's a collateral source that was paid for by your employer for you as a benefit to you. Now the insurance company can't say we want an offset because it's workers' comp. the courts have found that, you know, workers' comp is a benefit that's been paid for you. So it's a source of revenue for you that can be, that's offset against medical bills.
So there's an example. Other sources of payment that or that you might get. You might get sick pay. You might get some kind of pension benefits. You've got the health insurance. You might get Social Security disability. You might get Medicare. You might get settlement payments through other avenues. These are all sources where you're drawing on earned benefits, on earned contracts, on earned rights that you have available to you that are available in the event you get in a crash and somebody hurts you. And they're called collateral source because you're getting money for your injuries from a source collateral or secondary or in addition to the injured, the at-fault party. So we're going to talk a little bit about how that works here in the next part of this show. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're Bell and Pollock. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, Champions of the People, or bellpollock.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're here talking to you about a topic that is kind of a confusing one. It's called collateral source payments, but it's a very important one. And it's one that you really need to understand when you're dealing with insurance companies and when you're dealing with injuries you've experienced from a car crash or from some other event that is the fault of another person. We've talked about the fact that we start with the basic premise. The person who hurt you, the person at fault, owes you the appropriate amount of money to compensate you for all your injuries, damages, and losses, everything that they've caused to you. And there's a lot of categories we've talked about in other shows, we'll be talking about in future shows. But then we start talking about the fact that it takes a long time to get that money. And it may take a longer than you ever want to. And especially when the at-fault party, when the injury-causing party has insurance, has car insurance, or has other types of insurance through the household or through their business or whatever. And these insurance companies, these people handling claims, they just don't want to pay you, period. They don't want to pay you. And so what happens is that they put you in a situation where they're not going to pay you until the end, until they do one lump sum. So in the meantime, you're getting payments from other sources. You're getting payments from things like pension benefits from Medicare, Medicaid, from Social Security. If you're getting paid, your bills are being paid by health insurance. Those are all collateral sources, and the law needs to know how to deal with those. Quite often, so those collateral sources will make what we call subrogation claims, saying they want to get paid back from the at-fault party also based on what they've had to spend or in how much they've had to pay. Sometimes that's the same amount as the original bill. Sometimes it's not. But we also talk about when and where does this, if at all, gets deducted from the verdict you get or from the judgment you get. And how should it be considered in the settlement process? Should the adjusters being say, we're just going to take that out? We're going to take out all this money that some other source has paid. And one of the big areas we talk about a lot of times are Medicare and Medicaid. And Bob, why don't you explain that?
You know, that's one of the big areas. When people come in, they ask, you know, I have Medicaid. Well, Medicaid is they get an offset from Medicaid because Medicaid is what we call means tested. You get Medicaid, let's say you're injured. It's really based on your needs for Medicaid, your income, as opposed to Medicare. Well, everybody pays into Medicare. We have a contract with the government that we put in money and pay our Medicare, Social Security, Disability every month or every time we have a paycheck, and that is paid for us. So Medicare is actually a benefit that goes against the collateral source rule as opposed to Medicaid, which is means tested, which is gratuitous.
All right, so let's explain a little bit of that because that's a lot of legal talk, Bob. When we start talking about, first of all, the collateral source rule, at law we have a rule we call a collateral source rule, and that rule says that when the jury comes in with a judgment or during the trial, let's start at the trial, during the trial when you're talking about what the expenses are and when you're talking about what the losses are, you do not talk about in trial and you don't present to the jury how much people like Medicare paid. You do not talk about what Medicaid paid. You don't talk about what workers' comp paid. You don't talk about what the health insurance company paid. You don't talk about these collateral sources and you don't put those in front of a jury, correct?
That's correct, Brad.
So what you're really telling the jury is, really, you're just telling the jury, this is the amount that was billed for the care that was given to this person.
Right, and at the end of the trial, that's when the judge, there's the mechanism, the collateral source rule, that's when the judge, it's a trial mechanism as opposed to subrogation, which I will address in a minute, and the judge then looks at the sources of the funds and makes a judgment on how much the offset might be for those bills that have been paid by a unearned source.
Sure. So when the jury's hearing it, the jury's hearing what the losses were, what the damages were, what the injuries were, what kind of money was billed by different professionals to address these issues, and what kind of money is lost based on lost income or lost potential to work in the future, potential income, based on those methods, based on those amounts. And the jury just determines, here's the amount we believe the injured person has experienced, and this is the amount we believe the at-fault party should reimburse the injured person. So there you go. That's it. The jury hasn't heard about any of the numbers of collateral source. We have a rule at law in Colorado that says you don't hear about that. Okay, so let's say the jury comes back and says that's $200,000. Now the court must then start looking to and deciding what should it do about collateral sources. Because the defendant, the party who hurt you, would love to stand up and go, well, that's fine, Judge, but Blue Cross Blue Shield paid $50,000 of these bills, so you should take $50,000 away from the $200,000 the jury awarded. And you should only make it $150,000 because that's the collateral source. And by the way, ABC Company, the injured parties, the injured victims, employer paid another $50,000 of pension benefits and of lost of income while the person was out based on an agreement that he was supposed to be, continue being paid. So you should take that $50,000 out. So now my at-fault party, my client who went out and caused all this injury should really only have to pay $100 of the $200,000 that the jury said he caused injury. Why? Because the plaintiff got it somewhere else. And if you give it to the plaintiff, Judge, then the plaintiff's going to recover twice. The plaintiff's going to end up getting $300,000 for the $200,000 the jury says the plaintiff or that the injured party experienced. Bob, what's the reasoning or what do the courts do with that?
Well, you know, Brad, in plain English, if you get what you pay for, you don't get what you don't pay for. So you pay for, like Brad was saying, let's say you got unemployment insurance and they pay long-term disability. Those things should not be offset. Those things you paid for. If you pay for it, you get it. If you don't pay for it, you don't get it. So the big area that where there's offset is Medicaid. Because Medicaid, you don't pay for that. Social Security disability income is something that you pay for. Medicaid is something you don't pay for.
So the judge is going to look and say, well, let's take that health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. And the judge says, you got $50,000 worth of payments from that. Now, we all know in the legal world, and hopefully you do by listening to our shows, those of you who listen to them on a regular basis, we all know the Blue Cross Blue Shield is out there with their hand out saying, we want our $50,000 back also. And we've talked about the make-whole doctrine. We can talk about subrogation another time. But they're saying we want that $50,000 paid back to us from, and they're asking the victim to pay it back once the victim gets the money from the at-fault party. It's kind of a three-stage process. But what the judge looks and says, well, now who should I reward for having health insurance? Should I reward the person who caused the crash and who injured somebody? Should I reward that person by saying, I'm going to give you the benefit of the victim's $50,000 of insurance? So you, it's as if you bought the insurance. It's as if you did the right thing when in essence you didn't. Or should I award the victim who was paying the health insurance? And that's why we called it earned benefits earlier today. And we didn't just call it what money you pay for, or you earned that benefit through your work, or you earned it through some other source. And so what our laws have been always being fought by the car insurance companies. They hate this, but our laws have been that we're going to reward the person who went out and paid for it. They're going to get what they paid for. They paid for that $50,000. Now they're got the $50,000, and the person who's going to get the benefit is going to be, plain and simple, is going to be the injured party, not the party who caused the injury. So that collateral source is not even going to be considered by the court. That's the same thing for pension benefits. It's the same thing for workers' comp. It's the same thing for Social Security disability. It's the same thing for all of them except the one that Bob talked about, and that's Medicaid.
That's because Medicaid is given to you because you don't have any money or enough money to pay for your insurance. It's means tested. But, you know, Brad, just to make in plain English, with this collateral source rule, it's really after the verdict, a judge will reduce the verdict by the amount of the collateral source payments. That the verdict cannot be reduced by compensation paid to the plaintiff as a result of a contract entered into and paid on behalf of the plaintiff by someone else.
So there you go. If it's a contract in advance, if it's a contract that's sitting there and it's been paid, the collateral source stepped in and paid money, lost income, medical payments, short-term disability, long-term disability, workers' comp, any other kind of settlement papers. If they paid that as a result of your earnings, as a result of the fruits of your labor, then the judge will not deduct that from the judgment. And to an extent, you might get paid twice. But then I want to advise everybody, you think you're going to get a windfall, but we're going to be talking about subrogation. We'll talk about it next week with you so you understand what subrogation is.
That's right. You know, just remember, after the verdict, the judge will reduce the verdict by the amount of the unearned benefits. And that's the key word, unearned. if Santa Claus came by and gave you a Christmas present of health insurance, if you didn't earn it, it's not yours. They go after that.
And right after this break, I'm going to give you a little hint on a way that can backfire on you. So you got to be careful. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio today. We are personal injury lawyers. We'll take care of your personal injury case. If you've been hurt in a car crash, in any kind of accident due to the negligence of another, call us, contact us. If you know anybody who has, contact us. You can contact us at 303-795-5900. You can look us up at bellpollock.com or at championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you. We'll put together a legal game plan for you. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio today. We're talking about collateral sources. You got to listen to the show. If you have questions, make sure you contact us. If you've been hurt in a car crash or any kind of negligence of another, contact us. We need to help you. We want to help you. Come get a legal game plan for us. For instance, here's an example of this collateral source. We've talked about it. Bob, when somebody, let's say I get hurt and my parents step in and give me money to pay for some of my medical bills. How's the collateral source going to look at that rule?
As we talked about before, Brad, if you don't earn it, you don't get the benefit. So it's an unearned benefit. I mean, if parents give their kids money to pay for medical bills, there's a high likelihood that that could be offset by the collateral source rule.
Now, let's say I go to my uncle and I borrow the money to pay for it.
Well, if you borrow the money, you're actually making the payment. You have an agreement with uncle to pay him back. So you're actually buying and paying for the benefit. So it's an earned benefit because you pay for it. There's no third party paying on your behalf.
So how many of you sitting out there before today, and even maybe you're a little confused even now, would think that, hey, wait a minute. If I get hurt and I go out and I need money and I get a loan from my parents to pay some of my medical bills, the person who's going to get the benefit of that, the person my parents are really giving the money to, is the person who hurt me, not me. They're giving it to the person who hurt me, and that's who's going to benefit from my parents' charity, from my parents' willingness to help me. You've been listening to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. If you have questions about this, if you have questions about any matter in which you've been involved in a car crash, or if you know somebody who has been, and you want some answers, you want to know what it's all about. If you're wondering about that entire system, feel free to give us a call, Bell Pollock bellpollock.com or write us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or give us a call at 303-795-5900. Come in and we'll do a legal game plan for you. See you next week.